Tip number 133. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short, podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's 1 Minute Tip is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I guess I would title this tip, Stopping Your iPod. Now, it's easy to stop your iPod. You'd push the play, pause button to stop it. And if you're using an iPhone, you can always click once on the microphone button to stop the playback as well. But if somebody steps up to you and has a question and you're listening to your iPod, well, you might have to pull it out of your pocket, find that stop button, and then click it. Another way to stop the iPod and have it remember where it left off is to unplug the headphone jack. Now, you don't want to just grab the wire and pull. You should always grab it by its end receptacle and unplug it that way. Now, the only downside is when you want to start playing again, you will need to plug the headphone jack back in and then hit the play button. One cool side note to this tip is if your iPod has a hold button and your iPod is in hold mode, it will still stop playing when you unplug the headphones. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com. Domain names from GoDaddy.com are up to 70% less than the competition. Plus, each domain includes free hosting with the website builder, a free blog, complete email, and much, much more. Use the code MINUTE to save an additional 10% on any order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.